Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Noel Nolan is from Lucy Nolan's Headstones and Fireplaces and is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Noel, why did you get in contact with the show?
There's a ban on erecting the headstones and putting names on existing headstones in the graveyards at the moment. Now, the funny thing about this ban is it's not across the board at all counties. Certain counties are allowing monumental works to go ahead. But in the area we're in, you just can't operate. And, I just find this very strange that two men erecting a headstone or even one man putting on a name on an existing headstone has stopped, even though, councils themselves are carrying out work in the graveyards, such as pulling out ditches, tarring, etc. Social housing sites are deemed safe where there's far more than two fellas putting up a headstone. Factories operating with hundreds inside them, and monumental trade can't operate with two people outside, and monumental works have been wearing masks for decades, so the risk is very minimal outside wearing a mask. And I had customers crying down the phone to me, very upset that they couldn't mark the grave for a anniversary or a birthday and things like that. I had one elderly customer on to me not so long ago, very upset she couldn't get the grave up over her late husband. Said she had no one left belong to her. The only place she goes is to the grave. All she wanted was a headstone with his photo on it so she could sit and have a chat with him. And just very off-putting, especially with the way times are now with funeral restrictions and no wakes as such, and now people can't have a headstone up, basically. Very sad.
Under the current Level 5 COVID-19 restrictions, Noel, what's the national public health advice on that?
On that, the information I can get on the gov.ie page says funeral, burial and related services can go ahead. Now, surely a headstone
is a related service.
Yeah, that's the way I'd be thinking. And anyone I've been talking to in the stone trade all think the same. Caretakers think the same. The public think the same. And the public are very disheartened by it because they said they're after going through a hard year burying people and now they can't honour that loved one by a headstone or something. And then the strange thing on it, like I said, is it's not in all counties. Certain counties you can go to, and then around this area you can't.
Where are you based, Noel?
In Ballin, County Carlow.
So in County Carlow, this is the situation, but you're telling me that this isn't actually the situation nationwide?
Not nationwide, because I know two counties that you can operate in.
Obviously, you're working in the monumental services. Obviously, when somebody passes away, there are certain works that grave diggers have to do in preparation of the burial.
Yeah.
And so there is a certain amount of work that has taken place in graveyards. I know frequently it's usually about a year, isn't it, Noel, you wait before you put up the headstone, that you kind of have to wait that.
Well, 6 months to a year is there.
Yeah, it depends on the weather, I suppose, really, wouldn't
it? Basically, as well,
So this is the situation in Carlow.
Yeah, and I know one particular company. I don't dig graves for burials, we just do the headstone sides of it, right? But I know one particular company there, and he digs graves as well, and he can send his two men out to dig a grave, but he can't send his two men out to the same graveyard to erect a headstone.
And your argument is that falls under the funeral-related services?
Yeah, I think so. Well, as far as I was ever concerned, a headstone was always related to a funeral or a burial.
Yeah. And I'm sure you have an awful lot, Noel. I know you mentioned it there, but I can only imagine the heartbreak for people that have buried people in the past 12 months. And
yeah, very sad. The amount of people ringing and they're actually crying on the phone to you, and it's just hard. And it's, in my opinion, it's a real kick in the teeth for mental health, personally.
I know what you're talking about, because actually my own father passed away 2 years ago, and when that would have come up to the 1 year anniversary, it would have been, say, in January of last year. So when we would have been looking to get the headstone and get that organised, we were just at the start, effectively, of COVID, and things couldn't happen and gravestones couldn't be ordered and there was a delay. And I mean, it subsequently meant that the gravestone couldn't be put up until when the restrictions eased in the latter part of the summer last year, And then with the travel restrictions, I know myself that I didn't even get to see it for, you know, 6 or 7 months after it had been erected. So I can only imagine for people that have buried loved ones height of COVID that this must be.
I had one particular man and his statement was to me, he said, my father might as well be buried in a pauper's grave. Now imagine that.
Because the headstone gives a huge amount of comfort. It's like there's actually something there to go and have a chat with and to see visually.
And especially nowadays, people put photos and things like that on it, so it makes it that more special to people. And
stay with us, Noel. 1894-53-106 is the number if you want to join us here on Lunchtime Live today. I have Anne Brennan on the line as well. Anne, thanks for getting in contact with us here on the show. Why did you get in touch with us here, Anne?
My son committed suicide on the 4th of March last year. 26 years of age.
Very sorry, Anne.
Thank you. It's going up to his anniversary. We would like to put his headstone up on his hand. He's got 4 other brothers. And we'd like to be able to lay him to rest and be proud of him. We can't do that because we're not allowed to put up his headstone.
What was your son's name, Anne?
My son's name is Alan Doyle.
Alan?
Yes.
And he was 26?
He was 26 years of age.
And he passed away last March 2020.
He passed away on 4th of March 2020.
And at that time, Anne, what were the restrictions at that stage?
At that time, we were just actually Alan was the last funeral that was proper funeral that was held in Grey Cullen Church, and after that, we went into lockdown.
Alan was able to have, I suppose, what would have been, what we'd know was kind of the...
A proper funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a comfort back then to know that, you know, we were able to give him a funeral that he deserved and a whole lot. But now we're up again that we cannot put up a headstone for him. And it's kind of your last deed that you have to do for him. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I know.
And now we're being tricked with, why can't two chaps just putting up a headstone that has wear face mask all the time not put up my son's headstone? Or anybody else's headstone. It's not just my son. There's so many people out there. There's a grave up from my son's and her headstone is ready to go. His anniversary is the week after Alan's and she can't put up hers either.
You're coming up to the first anniversary, and I suppose in a lot of circumstances or in a lot of times, as Nolan just mentioned there, people, you know, you would often maybe wait, you know, 6 to 8 or 12 months just to let the grave, you know, maybe to get it ready for erecting the headstone. But I can imagine it's important to you to put, you know, you want it up for the anniversary.
I'd like it up for his anniversary. We'd like, you know, that we can go there and we know that it's up and we've done him proud and given what we think that he would like and have his picture on it and know that his name is on it and we know that it's there. Like, there's a cross on it that the funeral home give you when the person dies. That cross doesn't last. And the cross is in bits now at the moment and it looks tattered on the grave. And I don't want my son's grave like that.
Have you spoken to the local parish church, Anne? With the parish priest?
No. Like, you know, he's buried in St. Mary's Cemetery in Carlow. There's so many people in the same position as I am. I'm not here on my own. There's so many people out there as well that would like their headstones up. And I just find it very unfair. Like, it's the hardest time in life, and it's surely harder now with that we're in this COVID and not to be able to do a simple thing as to lay your son to rest.
Noel mentioned, Anne, that, you know, he knows of other counties where erecting the headstone and doing kind of monumental work and services that is being granted or deemed as essential, and people are able to do that. Have you heard that, or have you heard what's the situation in other counties?
No, I haven't heard what's going around. I'm basically just worried about my own.
I know, yeah.
You know, and it's hard to go into the graveyard there, and you see the council workers, and it's the council that's stopping it. And I was standing there in the graveyard. And I think that's so wrong, that if two lads can't go in and put up a headstone with their masks on them and they're not affecting anybody. There's nobody comes over to them two lads when they're walking and putting up headstones. I've never seen anybody come over to anybody when they're putting up a headstone and stand and have a conversation with them. So what risk are they at?
Let me just bring in, and stay with us. Noel Nolan is still with us here as well on Lunchtime Live. Noel, when Anne talks there, for instance, we'll say about two people like yourself, you know, maybe uh-huh. that would be coming in from Lucy Nolan's headstones and fireplaces to put up a headstone. They're two, I can presume if you're coming in with a colleague, you're working together anyway.
We're working together. We're actually all brothers. There's four brothers and my mother run this business. And I think, like I'd say 90% of the stone industry in Ireland are all small family businesses. Mm. I don't know anyone that has any more than six or seven workers, and most of them are all sons, brothers or nephews or something along that line. And like, we even went to the extent, we put an extra van on the road, so the two lads are not travelling even in the same van anymore. We put water storage in our vans, hand sanitizers in our vans, antibacterial soap in our vans, disposable towels in our vans, like, and everything on top of that as well. And two separate lads, anytime they're beside one another, is in the air or out in the open air. They're wearing masks, which we have been for decades anyway, because the dust off stones, you have to wear masks. And like, we all have vulnerable people here in our homes, and we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't think it was safe, because we don't want to be bringing something back to someone belonging to us either.
And this might sound like a silly question, Noel, but is it possible for one person to go in to, like, say for instance for you, is it possible for you to go alone to a grave and to erect the headstone? Like, I know they're in terms of weight and the headstones themselves are extremely heavy, so I would have assumed it probably wouldn't be possible for one person to do it.
Not for the erection of a headstone, but for, yeah, say, putting on a name to an existing headstone or cleaning an existing headstone, you would manage it with one person, but you'd never manage erecting a headstone with two. Oh, sorry, we won.
It's coming up to the first anniversary, Anne, of Alan's passing, and I know it must be extremely raw for you and for all the family. How are you doing?
One day at a time. And holding our heads up the best we can.
And even not being able to meet up at the moment with family members and friends, I can only imagine, Anne, how tough it must be for you all.
Yeah, well, like, we're working, and our work is keeping us going.
Yeah.
To be honest. And our friends in work are keeping us all going, and that's it. Yeah. We just have to get on and try and do our best that we can.
What's your message today on this, Anne?
Let the headstones be put up. You're not doing any harm to anybody, and you're giving relief to people. We're in hard times as it is. And such hard times that family members can't even meet up with each other. And at least you can go to the grave at different times and be at a gravesite. And when the boys are not doing any harm to anybody, they just want to help us by putting up headstones, and we want our headstones up.
Would you get some comfort, Anne, from the headstone being up?
Yeah.
It is like when you go to the graveyard and the headstones there. There's a real sense of, you know, you kind of have something. You know, you've something to talk to when you're at the graveyard.
Yeah, like we've got a seat to go on the end of our one that we can sit there and talk.
Okay.
At the moment, we can't.
Look, I do want to thank you for joining us here on the show today, because I know it's not easy to come on and to share your story with us. But look, we're thinking of you, and mind yourself, Anne, as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. God, it's very hard not to have sympathy, I have to say, for Anne there when you listen to her story. And I know we were talking earlier in the show today as well about 5 kilometres and sea swimmers and people looking to go for walks. But when you listen to Anne talking about her son's upcoming first year anniversary now in March. It's very difficult not to have sympathy, I have to say, for her. Anne isn't the only one in this position, though, because our News Talk text line here is just absolutely inundated with people who seem to be in a very similar situation. We're going to stay with this, though. I do want to say as well, we've been in contact with Carlow County Council about this, and they did give us a statement, and it says the erection of monuments are not considered essential construction works and as such are currently temporarily suspended. The measures in line with the government policy are for the protection of the public, including visitors to the cemeteries, the cemetery caretaking staff and the staff of the monument companies. It's hoped, though, that by issuing the licences, monument companies will be able to proceed immediately once restriction measures are lifted. Only a handful of headstone licence applications have been sought in the county in the past 2 months, and any inconvenience caused is most regrettable. They do too cite the HSE current guidelines to say that all construction guidelines are actually set at a national level by government in conjunction with the public health advice, and due to level 5, construction is only allowed in certain circumstances as detailed in private dwelling permitted works and 2 in social housing permitted works. If you're in a similar situation here to Noel or Anne, we want to hear from you on Lunchtime Live. It's 1894 53 106. Now, just before the break, we were talking about being able to erect, to put up headstones on loved ones' graveyards during the current Level 5 COVID restrictions. We heard from Noel Nolan from Nolan's Headstones, and we also heard there as well from Anne, who lost her son just last March and now coming up to his first anniversary. Eddie is also on the line from Hughes Sculptors in Carlow. Eddie, you say this isn't just a problem in Carlow.
No, Andrea, it's not. I've been contacted by Laois County Council, Kildare County Council, Carlow County Council, Wexford County Council and Dunleary Rathdown stating that under Level 5 restrictions we're not allowed to carry out our work in those graveyards. Look, I think it's unnecessary. I think it's causing further distress, as you've already heard from Anne. And, I mean, that's replicated all around the country, the distress that that lady is under. I have an old customer here, had an untimely death of his wife. Their anniversary is coming up in March. He's been left with 3 small kids. And to tell that man yesterday that his headstone will be up for the anniversary, it's very hard to tell him that. Mm. And it's easier for me to tell him that than it is for him to hear it. And look, I think you need to strike a balance here. This isn't one-upmanship, as in so far as, oh, well, we can do our work, but you can't. I'm not in it for that, really. But I don't think what these people are looking for is unnecessary. I think it is essential. I think people are suffering. Everyone is suffering in this COVID situation. There's nobody not suffering. I think you need to strike a balance here between what's right and what's wrong. And I just don't think that the councils are, I don't think they're being fair to the people who are suffering, the people who have loved ones. And although in some cases the Carlow County Council said they only have so many applications for new headstones, that wouldn't be taking in account of people who already have headstones and who we may have been asked to put additional inscriptions onto or tidy up those headstones. You don't have to apply for planning for those kind of things. So that could give false numbers in that situation.
Okay, so you are saying there could be additional numbers.
Yeah, of course.
Look, I mean, to be fair to Carlow County Council, I mean, we're just talking about this today because it was in relation to Carlow. And as I said there just before the break too, Eddie, we got a statement actually from the local authority about this, and they're saying the measures are in line with current government policy. You know, these aren't their own rules, basically. These are the rules and they're following.
Exactly. I'm not saying that could well be the case, Andrew, but I mean, it's very difficult for anyone to say, is it a balanced rule? I mean, I'll put it this way, I have to go in to remove a floor in a grave for a burial, so I'll be allowed to do that, and I'll have to send in 2 men to do that. But I wouldn't be allowed to send in 2 or 1 man to do any other work. So that's deemed essential, and I understand that it is, but I have argued the case that for a loved one to go to visit a grave, it's the last thing in many cases they can do for a loved one. It's the last thing that they can give them. And to be denied that. And remember, Andrea, as well, that unfortunately we're just entering March, which was the start of the COVID pandemic here, and the anniversaries for that are about to start. Those people never got a funeral. They didn't get proper goodbyes. In many cases, the things that happened to them were really unfathomable and probably unnecessary in some cases. And now this adds further distress to them, and it's very difficult to tell the people. And look, people are very understanding in some cases, but they're heartbroken. And really, is there a need to add this extra distress onto these people at this stage?
1894-53-106 is the number if you want to join us here on Lunchtime Live today. Eddie, stay with us. I want to bring Robbie in as well. Robbie, you're a caretaker in a graveyard. What's your view on this?
Yeah, I'm a caretaker in St. Mary's Cemetery in Escarty for the last 3.5-4 years. It's absolutely dreadful because I meet people every day. Even this morning I was down there cleaning the toilets and that, and this lady came over to me and she was crying. She says, I can't put the tombstone up for next Wednesday. And I know Noel from Ballin and Carrow. I know him very well. I know the family very well that does the tombstones in Carrow. It's heartbreaking. I'm not kidding you. It's absolutely heartbreaking. Because, as that man said there a second ago, the last thing we want to do for someone is put their name where it should be, where people can see it. Maybe a picture. Some people don't like pictures on stones, but other people just want to have a place there where they can call in, say hello, have a tear, you know. It's absolutely dreadful. I see the boys coming in now to do tombstones, and there's only one or two of them, as that man said, Noel. There's mass, there's fresh air in the graveyard, they're absolutely near no one, and it's dead safe. You know, it's unreal what this government is doing to people. They're under so much stress at the moment, even where I'm living. The children are after changing so much in the last year, it's unbelievable. They're not even talking to each other. And you can imagine their little minds. But what about the older people?
It's interesting, Robbie, because we got a statement from the council and they said that, you know, these measures are all part of, you know, they're in line with the government policy in terms of protection of the public, including visitors to the cemeteries. And that I suppose part of this policy really is for your protection, for the cemetery caretaking staff as well, and for the staff too, I should say, the monument companies. I suppose it's all trying to limit interaction and limit people congregating. But I suppose you're seeing firsthand in the graveyard the impact that this is having on people.
Yes, what you said there is there's no fear of anyone getting this virus in a graveyard. Yesterday, there were so many people walking around just to get away. And I have another point to make is my graveyard is about 20 miles away, right? My home graveyard is in St. Mullins in County Carlow. And I can't go down to the grave to say hello to my father, hello to the three brothers I lost 38 years ago. It's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. Something has to change to help people because they're under so much stress at the moment. They're under so much stress. I can see it in their faces. Even going to the shops, going everywhere, as you can see probably yourself.
Yeah.
It's not the same bloody world at all. It's not the world we should be living in, you know what I mean? Someone in this world brought in this virus. I'm not going to blame anyone, but one person brought in. And now, I have a poem written here. I wrote it here a while ago. It's called Frightening War. And I would love to just read it out to you. It's not long, but I give you an idea.
Do you know what I might do, Robbie? Because I do want to hear it, but just your phone line isn't just not 100%. Can I come back to you on that?
Of course you can.
Yeah, and I will come back to you on that as well. We have your number here, obviously, because you phoned in. Let us come back to you, Robbie, on that, if you don't mind.
Will I hang up or will I hold on?
you can hold on, and the team will be in touch with you in just a moment. But look, thank you for ringing into us, Robbie and Eddie there from Hughes Sculptures as well, and Carlow. I just want to bring in, it's Sinead actually there too. Sinead, you're in Carlow as well. What's your story?
I'm actually in Kildare. But
you're in Kildare, apologies, Sinead.
Yeah, but the person who's erecting my mum's headstone is Carlow. He's based in Carlow.
Okay.
So we have, like, my mum passed away on the 7th of April last year. We didn't have a funeral. We didn't get to see her. We picked her up from the funeral home and went straight to the graveyard. So then we thought that we'd have a year's mass for her and we'd have a little celebration. And that never happened. That's not going to happen. So all we wanted was the headstone. And we have it booked since last June, 2 months after she passed away. And it wasn't ready before Christmas.
Mm.
And then we went into lockdown again. So can't even have a headstone now for her first year anniversary. So we're basically just going visiting across a graveyard.
Yeah.
You know?
I know I'm sure, Sinead, that was you were, I don't want to say looking forward, but I suppose even just, you know, when the headstone is erected, there is a sense of, there's a little bit of completion that kind of comes with it.
Yeah, we just wanted to give her something because she didn't really have any, you know? So, yeah, it's heartbreaking, but like you can't understand that we are in a pandemic and stuff like that. But I think two people erecting a headstone in a graveyard should be fine. Like, you know, it's not as if it's big construction site. There's going to be 100 people trying to do one grave because it's two people, you know. So...
Did you get on to the council, Sinead, or the parish priest about, like, I assume, no, to be fair to Kildare County Council, and we haven't been in touch with them now, but I know we were on to Carlow County Council about this when it started today in the last half an hour, but I assume they'd say, you know, they'll say the same thing, that it's in line with...
We were hoping that restrictions were going to be lifted on the 5th of March, and we held out for that, but now, from yesterday's talk, hearsay yesterday, and then the announcement that's going to be today, it's looking like construction's not being touched, that everything stays the same. So it's kind of just hitting our family now, yesterday and today.
I know.
So yeah, like it's not good. Like it should be, it's inhumane if you ask me, like on the people who are suffering, the people who are grieving. Like, it's okay, we did, and, like, after my mum passed, there was people got a mass. We didn't, we got nothing, you know. We basically picked my mother up from the undertakers and went straight to the graveyard, like. There was a priest there, all right, for all of 2 minutes. So 5-10 feet away from us, we couldn't even hear him, like, you know.
What was your mum's name, Sinead?
Mary.
And what can so there's really nothing you'll be able to do on the 7th of April?
No, it should be fine. It's in great. It's sitting in a shed down in Carlow, waiting to be erected.
Okay. Well, look, we will put a call in to a Kildare County Council and just see if it is the similar situation there. I'm sure there seems, by all accounts here, looking at the News Talk text line today, that this seems to be a situation that is replicated right across the country. If you're in the same position as Sinead, the Nan that spoke to us here in Lunchtime Live in the past few minutes, do get in touch with us because we want to hear from you on the programme today. It's 53106. Sinead, thanks for getting in touch with us from Kildare this afternoon. We'll just take a short break.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.